Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's the voice of DJ Scream. Big Facts Friday, Big Bang, Baby J, Shy Jones, and Big Homie Kodak.
I have a very, a very important topic that's near and dear to my heart because I am guilty of this often.
Okay.
Being that I'm a Cancer and I have a shell.
Okay, we're going to have a moment today.
We're going to have a moment today. I'm a Cancer and I have a shell. Because, like, when I feel like somebody has tried me or when I feel like somebody has done some real, like, pussy ass, like, sucker shit to me, instead of me, I feel like I shouldn't have to communicate that because you know you're old enough to know what you did. So instead of me going back and forth and arguing and doing all of that shit that like takes energy, I just shut down and stop talking to them. Like I don't call them, don't respond to text, like none of that shit because I feel like you really took advantage of my generosity by loaning myself to you. In my full capacity.
Now, is this somebody who is clearly obvious that they tried you? Like, it wasn't no accident. They went out their way to try you.
Yes.
Oh, well, I think it's justifiable when you put it like that. But, like, sometimes, like, if I did something and I don't know I did, if it was something I don't know I did, tell me what I did wrong if I genuinely don't know what I did wrong.
But why, but what if it's something that you know that you, or that you didn't feel like you did wrong, but we've already had a discussion about this and about how it makes me feel and you continue to do it?
I just feel like everybody know when they did some wrong shit. Cause you know somebody else did it wrong. You like I seen niggas, females that I've had conversations with about other shit. Like they've told me some shit. Like man, that's some bullshit. Bro, just did this. Then they turn around and do the same shit, but can't recognize that they just did the same shit.
Yeah,
how that work?
A lot of people. I think one of the big things about human nature is we have to like we'll see when somebody else did some bullshit, but won't. Because I told my mom this the other day, like we won't recognize when we did the same thing. Like you can't say, well, oh, these people always. Da, 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 da. But in the back of my mind, like damn, you just did this last week. Like we'll complain about some shit, but then turn around and do the same shit and not recognize it.
You recognize, you just don't want to recognize. Cause when somebody brings to your attention, like.
They don't want to see their fault.
Yeah, I did. You got an explanation for it.
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna get at. The explanations be making it look like you're not really apologetic. I did that because you did this and this shit happened.
You're just trying to explain.
But I understand that though. But get what I understand that totally. And I understand that totally because, like I always say, once you did something to me and I start and it altered my character towards you, that's just what it is. Right. I can't be apologetic for it, like. I might have did do some shit that I wouldn't normally do. Cause you probably got me mad that I don't normally be.
What I'm saying is don't it come down to that moment of this what it come down to, right? Cause we humans and we fucked up and we flawed and we ain't perfect, right? What it comes down to is if a motherfucker do some shit and go back to that forgiveness shit, which I'm horrible at by the way, so I'm kinda asking too. It come down to do you look your partner or whoever in the eye and feel like they are remorseful for what they did and they don't want to lose their relationship with you. You see what I'm saying?
Man, I was just thinking about that earlier today on the way here. That shit crazy. You said that it's like you could be dead in the right with some shit, like ready to call a nigga about your money, but you waiting on them to call you about your money because you don't want to offend them about your money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm guilty of that too.
Yeah. Me too. Like a nigga, I know a nigga like, hey, where my money at, man? I did the job. Where my money at? But I'm waiting, like, trying to look like it ain't no pressure on the money. Like,
Yeah.
Right. But it is. It's all the pressure. Like nigga, where my money?
It's my fucking money. Like,
it should always be pressure on the money.
About your personal stuff.
Nah, like, you get what I'm saying?
But yeah,
like, I ain't gonna call her and tell her something. Or him, tell them
man,
something.
Man, gonna be sitting around waiting forever.
Not even just that. Like, any choice that's good
anything
for your life.
Anything that's important, yeah.
Any choice that's good for your life. Some people make the wrong choice trying to for somebody else's feelings.
Yeah.
All this shit we talk about is driven by one thing called the ego, though. All this shit is ego. It's all this ego. I'm not gonna do this.
Why y'all think we was gifted with egos from God?
Is it a gift?
Is it
a gift?
Everything from God
is
a gift.
It can be. I think
everything from hate.
that shit is a gift. Because in the form of sometimes hate
drives positivity.
Like, yeah, sometimes hate makes niggas get paper. Yeah. Like for every nigga, every person that feel like that's down me or feel like I'm doing this for y'all.
Yeah, that is so true.
That part of it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, so it's a positive coming out of that.
What about the people who you think that that's a godly thing, the people that just sit back and have hate in
them? I don't say that. Yes.
Woo.
Yes, because
you
say, they are missing.
Because they are not the people who hate
him. No, the people that's doing the hating, they're just being punished by God for something they have already done. So that's why they're in a mind state to just be a Debbie Downer. You get what I'm saying? So it ain't that they hate you.
They hate their situation.
Your hating ass is put here to motivate players.
That's the way to look at it.
Yeah, to motivate the players.
That's the way to look at it.
Use a player motivator, man.
Yeah. And
don't even know.
And I think all your worst personal emotions come from a point of positivity. Like, you know, if you sad about something because you're passionate about it. You're never sad about losing anything that you don't really care about.
Facts.
If you lose a position in life or whatever, or like you lose a friend, you're sad about it because that was something or somebody that you really cared about. Mm-hmm. If I lose a penny, I'm not gonna give a fuck about that penny. It's a penny. But if I lose $100 bill, like damn, I lost $100 bill.
Mm-hmm. You know how many niggas, like I tell you know how many people that was in your life, like just say for instance, fifth grade, when you start really knowing people and shit. In fifth grade, back with how you 8, 9, 10 years old,
10,
some shit.
Yeah.
10. All right. 10 years old, you had a best friend in the fifth grade that you love so much, mm-hmm. right? This is my friend. Do you give a fuck about him now if you ain't seen him since fifth grade?
No.
Oh, out of sight, out of mind.
But guess what? If you got something going on, if he can see you, DJ Scream on Big Facts on TV, mm-hmm. he feel like you supposed to have that same love from fifth grade. Like,
facts.
And nigga Scream a fuck, nigga, bro, I ain't seen you since. Fifth I don't even grade. Know you.
Right. And yeah. we're like,
I really don't know you.
Bro, I really didn't fuck though. With you back then.
What is that called? That's not hate. What is that called? Is that
entitlement.
Envy. That's envy.
Entitlement.
Envy and entitlement.
Entitlement.
Nah, but it's like, yeah, because I know you.
Mm-hmm. I know of you.
But even yeah. closer to that, it's people from high school that hit me up now. It's like, hey, bro, I'm doing the music thing. But like, bro, I ain't spoke to you since 2008. It's shit is different now. We was barely close then.
Facts.
Yeah.
But you think you had that? You think you're owed this access because you knew me back then, man? I'm not the same nigga I was last week,
last night.
For sure,
I wake up every day different.
I'm different. I'm right. different. Shit. So like, you can't say you knew me back then because right now I'm a whole nother person.
Yeah.
That skin is shed, nigga. I'm a butterfly now. It's up.
And it's stuck.
For Shosky.
Nah, for real. But you got that shit crazy how life works. Like, but you would get stuck. You, like, some people have a heart so good that they'll get stuck in their own heart. Mm. You get what
I'm
saying?
You say that, what you mean by that?
Like, you'll get stuck in your own heart as far as it'll make you just like you walking in place. Because you never say no.
Me?
You know what I'm saying? You never say no, and then, but you knowing, like,
that's
she wouldn't do this
day.
Or he wouldn't do this
that's
for me.
That's me all day.
I'm just doing so, but that's really, you buying love, though.
I don't want to say that, though.
That's what, you ain't got to say it. That's what it is. Because at the end of the day, that's what, bruh, I, you know, I want them niggas to be in my head, bruh. So I do an experiment on a nigga.
Mm,
I ain't bullshit. I do an experiment on a nigga. I let him see how it gonna go. Like, I got some niggas that I look out for forever. Like, mm-hmm. but sometimes I might not fuck you for about 3 months. Mm. I ain't saying that, ain't nothing. Let's see how you take this. But I did 20 years worth of shit for you.
Right.
Maybe 30.
Months. Right.
Okay, I ain't finna talk to this nigga after 3 months. I don't give a fuck what you got going on. Family members, everybody, I do everybody the same way. If your energy shift off that, it's fuck you. Mm.
It ain't real.
Like, you got some, maybe sending texts like, bro, I don't know what you're going through, but you're going to shape back through that shit. I love you. Woo, 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 woo. Mm. Don't let nothing stress you, because them be the people I feel like, okay, you fucked me because you don't know what I'm going through. You're not taking it as a personal attack on you yeah. because I'm not answering your phone call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or I'm not, goddamn, just jump. You send me goddamn a text saying, I'm about to get put out. Ooh, I need it. Mm. I ain't got the text every year for 30 years.
Right.
So, right. So if I don't respond to it one time, and that shit fucks about friendship, we didn't have one. You get what I'm saying?
Nah, that makes a lot of sense. I think people don't really look at what's going on outside of themselves. They're so caught up
but
in their own
what?
Lives.
But you know what? I can honestly say
you just cut the man off too.
But I can honestly say that there have been times where I've kind of been like that, but it's not coming from a place of like, oh, I don't give a fuck about what you have going on, or oh, I'm selfish or whatever. I'm just so wrapped up in trying to figure Thanks. Out like what's shifting or what's making the change in you towards me that I overthink the shit and like kind of like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. But
nah, basically you saying, you say if a person did you like that, well, I said I do to people.
Yeah.
You would take it into a personal way.
But I wouldn't take it personal like fuck you because you're acting funny with me. Nah, but you said
you just to take it personal within yourself.
I'm just gonna try to figure out like what's going on or what caused the change.
Okay, but that's cool. You're supposed to, but are you gonna treat this person different?
No.
Is the question.
No. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because no matter what, because you're still trying to figure it out. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you phone somebody, you gotta be phone, and you like the support can be from afar. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes it's just like a motherfucker need they space.
Man, you don't know what people. Shit. Yeah. You don't know what people be going through. You don't know what's on each person's mind. You don't know what they done told God they about to do. I'm about to fast from people. But you don't know what's going on.
But on the other hand, I think part of what like, how do you know if you like what if that person start feeling like? I know I ain't do shit. But did they cut me off for no reason?
That's
like,
me.
You see what I'm saying? That's like some people overthink on the other end.
Yeah, because I'd be like,
yeah, I get that. But see, that calls for a conversation.
Yeah,
but you're not talking to them.
If I ain't talking to you, then I don't. If you tell me, hey, I'm trying to see what's going on. Did I do something? I'm gonna sit you back like nah, hell nah. Ain't okay. This shit. Okay.
So you say if like, nothing,
gonna,
you gonna, tell
you gonna
it's
know it's yeah, it ain't
okay.
Nothing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's a pretty.
But I ain't doing what you want me to do though.
Yeah, right, no,
right,
straight
right.
Up.
Right
yeah,
now
yeah,
it ain't about you, it's about me.
Yeah, I still if you send going. Me I love you, I'm still tell you I love you too.
Right.
But you just had all six of them texts back there for some begging shit that I ain't respond to.
Yeah.
But I still love you. I right. still yeah.
Right.
But I ain't got it.
No, I ain't got it.
I feel you.
That's more. That's appreciated than just let a nigga like hang and goddamn just like damn. I don't know what the fuck going on.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you just start responding to all my shit regardless of what's happening, like.
But if I'm a nigga that that's goddamn me. Do for you and this is what I do, like is like we know goddamn you call me in times of need and you text me and say you need something and I don't respond, you know that mean no.
Yeah.
But you know I can't tell you no. But basically.
What if
I don't respond to it. Please don't keep bothering me with that. Like, my people are good with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't respond, you know what that means, no.
That's something.
Like, straight up.
Like, wait, like, I'm just going to be for real. Like when he stops answering or, like, stops responding or, like, only responds to certain shit, I just leave the whole shit alone because I'm like, I'm not going to do this. Like, he don't feel like dealing with it. It's cool. I'm not tripping. It ain't no love lost, no nothing. Just
never.
Give this nigga a minute. I'm going to give him a minute to just
But if you call me, if you call me and be like, you adamant about it, okay, now this is what it is. All right, now yeah. Like, but respect my space and boundaries too.
People don't do that shit, bro.
That's all I'm saying. Respect my space and boundaries too from anybody. Now, if you let me know, like, oh, hey, what you doing, bro? You over there on some sassy shit? What you doing? Nah, bro, I'm on some bullshit.
Right.
Or whatever I'm on.
Yeah.
If you know me, you know. But if you don't, you don't. Yeah. Fuck you.
Nah, I agree.
It's like, man, why would you play tug of war with God? Mm-hmm. If he remove a motherfucker from your life, why you gonna try to keep pulling him, moving him, pulling him? Man, you crazy. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Do you believe mm-hmm. that one situation can end a friendship forever?
No. Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. But not a real one.
What you mean?
Not a real friendship.
What he saying, like, if it only took one situation, because I've been in that situation before, but, like, it was, like, one misunderstanding. It took for a nigga to flip. And it was this one small shit that could have been resolved with a conversation. And it was so small, I was like, damn, so if this is all it took, you weren't yeah, really want to
keep it real. It just shit just ain't real, because, like, you get married and shit, and you find a woman that you marry, and y'all be together as long as I've been together with Shantae, it's like, if a person show you they can love you through anything, mm-hmm. that's the love you gonna want from everybody.
For sure. Yeah.
That's the love you gonna want from everybody.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what I do to this woman, no matter what she do to me, no matter what we go through, I don't think we're gonna never get a divorce.
Mm.
Like, I be saying shit sometimes, like, man, I'm finna divorce this motherfucker. I'm sick of her. She be saying the same shit, whatever. Fuck you. Mm. Year, 2 years, 6 months, fuck you, whatever. But yeah. Some kind of way.
It comes back together.
Nah, it's some kind of way, like, it ain't
fixes itself.
Yeah, and it ain't never been a neglect there. Mm-hmm. Like, if I ain't got to be on top.
Like, she might still say fuck you, but she's still going to make sure you get to your doctor's appointments on time and shit like that.
Facts.
Like,
on the jail. If anything, I go get locked up for them. She spend the night at the jail till I get out, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I ain't talked to you. I ain't talked to you in a year, 6 months, whatever. Yeah. Like, it's just like a friendship that you can't even explain. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's like, how can you tell me you for me if you don't do this? I see this. I see what my friend do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That shit on point.
Like, this is the standard.
I ain't got to call you.
Everybody got to come like this now.
Yeah.
Everybody
like, I know how lame. I know you acting lame, but I know I still got to do this. Lame man nigga.
Yeah.
I ain't got to talk to you nothing, lame man nigga, but this shit still done. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever.
I think that's when you crossed into that. I think people have made a decision to like other people, love them or whatever, but they ain't made a decision to be loyal. I think when you get to that loyal space,
exactly.
It's a whole nother. We talked about that before. When you get up in that space, it's
but okay. So let me ask you this then. Mm-hmm. I know you're saying that it's a loyal space, and I totally agree with that. But at the same time, is loyalty settling?
Is loyalty settling? Are you saying is loyalty settling, or can you be loyal to a fault? Or are you?
No, I'm saying is being loyal to someone despite how they treat you and despite their issues. On the other hand, or on the flip side, settling.
You saying if one person like a sweet person and another person just bullshit.
Yeah.
You got to get two people that's bullshit together. That's the only way that's going to work, or two people that's sweet.
Yeah. But then even if it's
you can't have one and one.
Even if it's two of the same people, are you guys, is the loyalty that you guys have for each other basically allowing you guys to settle for each other?
Is there something else better out there for
you? And not even worry about whether or not there's something else better out there for you.
Mm. Yeah, probably so. But what's settling, though?
Settling, what she's saying is... What,
settling
you kinda
is...
You kind of have to say...
Is reaching a comfortable place.
Situation.
Reaching a comfortable place and not aspiring
to a point, it comes to a point... Well, with me, it comes to a point of... Okay, how the fuck I'm finna retrain this?
Right.
So, that's just like right now. Big Fat, Jay, Scream... Kodak, Shy, Cash, you know what I'm saying, Dave, whoever with us. This shit don't function without each person. Mm. So if like Cash not here today because she shit, but if we was filming and Cash went here, would we be crippled?
Yes.
Yeah. If we was filming and Jay went here, would we be crippled? Yes. We can go on and do it, but it's still gonna be a void that's missing.
So this the other right. This the curveball in it though. We all treat each other with a lot of respect. We take care of each other. Woo, woo, woo. But what if Cash, let's use Cash. What if she was so loyal to this because she was taught loyalty, but we treat her like shit? I think that's what Jay trying to say. Like, you in this situation and the person is loyal to bank, going to be there, woo, woo. But that person treat them like shit. Is there something better out there for you? Do you just be loyal and deal with that your whole life to a fault of... I'm just loyal. I don't give a fuck.
This what we got.
Equal loyal.
It's what you signed up for.
Or, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think.
To me, I feel like it's what you signed up for. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you know you some bullshit. I know I'm some bullshit. We some bullshit together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Until we figure this shit out, we're going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. That's how it go. Okay, whatever come with this, come with this. This is a lifelong puzzle.
Yeah, taking.
We're trying to put together.
This taking whatever comes with somebody and accepting their flaws.
Exactly.
So
this is a lifelong quest.
If Jay was with a nigga 10 years and she's decided to be loyal to him, right? And then she come to you for bro advice and shit like that. And then one day she say in her heart, you know who I am? I'm loyal. One of the most loyal people out
but
here.
But I got to say, but I got to tell her.
I'm feeling it because of this, and this. And I'm feeling like, shit, you only got so much time on this journey. But it's your whole journey.
If it's worth that.
Okay.
If it's two sides to it, like, okay, Jay, what is he dealing with from
that's
you?
That's the first thing you would say. Okay.
What is he dealing with from you?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Like, so are you? Is he also accepting your flaws that you saying that you can't accept from him?
Because you can trust and believe that a fuck nigga got more flaws than I do because I'm...
That's anyway. All right, so we're going to put it on the scale and measure it?
I don't think you can measure
but then
loyalty.
That's
right is right, wrong.
You can't measure loyalty.
That's right, wrong.
That's just like tit for tat going back and forth and that's too close to like some shit I'm not finna do.
Yeah.
And then I think loyalty comes with time too. Like if you've known somebody and they've been around you for like 10, 15 years and they've known you from way back then and
I disagree. Loyalty, I think loyal and I'm not trying to cut you off or talk over you, I'm sorry. But I think loyalty does come from time, but loyalty also comes from different situations and different scenarios that you guys have been put in and come out of together.
That's what I was saying. With the time. Because when you have time, it's like people,
certain
shit,
once you done shared it, once you done shared certain shit with certain people, you can't redo that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is a curiosity. I think like some a listener would ask.
Like any nigga that done been married before and got a divorce and remarried, he still love his ex-wife.
If somebody joined the gang.
Any nigga.
If somebody joined the gang, are they loyal day one or supposed to be?
If you joined the gang.
It depends on why they joined in the first place.
And what you had to do to get that. Down.
I'm just saying that.
Wait, say it again.
To put it in in my terms, like when I was playing football, when I was playing football, we had training camp, right? You do a lot of shit during training camp that's gonna bond you as teammates and friends. Mm-hmm. And training camp's only like 2 weeks. So if I come in like my freshman year, I came in with somebody else that was a freshman. We went through some shit. I remember shit, they was cutting the freshman's hair off, and I hid the whole night with one of my homeboys, and shit, they called us in the morning, but they cut my eyebrows off. I got hazed. But that's some shit that we went.
What?
No lie, I can show y'all the pictures. But that's some shit we went through that made us closer. So that was my dog until we graduated and shit. Now we friends in real life.
So what that's y'all doing that.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that was called that football.
Come on, man.
Nah, we said
gang shit.
Shit, they were damn near.
And then you get go to your eyebrows, which you still don't have.
They never grew back all the way. But I'm just saying, when you go through some shit,
you should have sued them.
If a motherfucker in the hood and they go say boom, they grab a motherfucker and the motherfucker becomes.
Where you
park.
From? Call that the suburbs.
I'm from Atlanta. Yeah, my mom was a speech therapist, so that's why I talk so good.
Becomes part of this gang, click, whatever the fuck you say. Then the expectation is from day one that this person's supposed to be down, right?
1, 2, 3 records. This shit, everything always goes back to that shit.
Even if you're going to be gang, I swear. If you've done enough for the gang, you don't have to still
put in work.
You don't have to do that no more. Yeah. You don't have to do that no more if you've done enough.
But what I'm saying is the expectation. When you meet a woman from day one, when you met Shante, y'all fell in love at first sight, whatever the fuck happened, right? But was the expectation from day and hour one that this is lifelong? You weren't the first woman. She wasn't the first woman you met. You weren't the first dude she ever met in life. So was that expectation there from day one, or did it grow as time went on?
Oh nah, yeah, nah, hell nah. Fuck nah, that shit don't be there from day one.
That's what I'm saying.
How?
So why is it in another subculture, let's just say, the streets of per se, that if you join gang or set or from day one, this is what it's supposed to be.
Because it's rules to that.
It's rules and regulations.
It's rules to that. Like, you got to feel a person out to be in a relationship. But, nigga, if you sign up to the gang, you already know what these folk about. Mm-hmm.
But don't you got to go through certain shit to get there?
Yeah, to even be a part, for real, for real. You got to do other shit.
But loyalty is a requirement of that. Loyalty ain't a requirement in a relationship.
There you go. That's the answer from Reverend Bank.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Loyalty ain't a requirement in a relationship.
Loyalty is not a requirement to date someone.
It's basically, yeah, not from day one, it's not a requirement. Okay. Yeah. How the fuck can I be loyal to you?
Yeah.
I mean, but you got some women that feel like y'all in a full-blown relationship after you hit her. Like, we go together.
Mm-hmm. There's some women feel like that before y'all even make shit official. Like, I'm finna act like your girlfriend.
But that's just a problem that was within your
after
own
you hit her,
head.
But if we're fucking raw, nigga, like...
We go together.
Fucking Raw is the trending topic.
First time?
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Or you got to fuck Raw twice.
Man, that shit don't go like that.
How many that's people don't met at the club and fuck Raw? Not saying sensible people, but people meet at the club and fuck Raw.
People meet at the club.
What type of clubs you going to?
See that? What? Well, yeah, okay.
Did you just
okay.
say that?
Okay.
Yeah, what type of freaky shit y'all off of?
Y'all smoking some shit.
Man, y'all just ain't being real. They think they on TV.
People meet at the club and fuck in the club, in the bathroom, Raw.
That's out.
What clubs
that's
like,
that's
going
too much.
To?
That's
it
too
happens.
Much. But who fucks like, in a bathroom?
People fuck
what
in
I'm
the
trying
bathroom.
To say is
yeah.
if a nigga out here getting his dick sucked raw.
Mm-hmm. Your dick sucked raw.
Yeah, like who putting the rub on
no,
their dick?
No, you can have a dental
sucked?
Dam.
Who putting the rub on their dick to get it sucked? Like I hate when females be saying like damn, like who sucking a nigga dick with a rub on it?
That's just like people think
so you really
sucking
just
dick and then putting a rubber on
no,
the fuck.
No, that is
makes
not the
sense.
Same thing, brother Bank.
You just
no.
sucked all
what's
the disease.
Tell me
you cannot, first off, you can't make no kids by getting your dick sucked.
But you can catch some.
You can catch some for sure.
Hey,
I ain't saying it's not in the
that's
same.
That's the scariest
the
part.
The same family. He said that's the scariest part. You can't make no human being from getting your dick sucked.
Well, it's hard to catch AIDS getting your dick sucked too.
How?
Shit, that shit have to travel. Like the
Dr.
If it go,
Kodak.
Yeah. If it go down your
stuff. Don't be spreading shit, doc. You don't know.
Okay, okay, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, let me put some fucked up
shit. Yeah, niggas out here
Dr.
got
allegedly. Allegedly.
Nah, man, hell nah. We ain't doing
nothing. He's trying to get us sued and shut down, nigga.
Because Big Facts said I could.
Big Facts said I could suck dick.
I'm just saying.
Y'all see how that lady just beat McDonald's like that? Like,
right here.
They'll go for that shit in court. Like Big Facts said, I can fuck raw, and now I've contracted a disease, so I'm suing.
We do not condone.
I mean, we don't have a problem with raw sex, but we're not saying that you can't catch anything from it.
Nigga out here sucking, getting dick sucked raw, you fuck raw to me.
No.
Yes.
No.
How the hell can you let somebody suck your dick without a rubber on, and then think that you need to put a rubber on to have sex? That doesn't even make sense.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that.
That's what I'm saying.
No. Nobody, that's what he's saying. That's what we're saying.
World, Craig.
Nobody is sucking dick with a condom.
Nobody's what I'm saying. That shit ain't realistic.
You're not sitting here like, go get a cherry condom.
But if you're getting your dick sucked, then there's no longer any need for the condom to even be in the conversation.
I disagree. If you're trying, and still have sex with a condom on.
Yeah, because you're trying to avoid what? You trying to avoid getting a kid?
Other shit. And
there's what other shit is?
What other shit is?
So you want it in your mouth, more shit. There's more shit. No, this is factual.
Other shit that you can only get from the vaginal.
For sure.
And,
like,
but you can get some out of your mouth, though, right?
For sure.
So what's the... It's just... Hey, man, you risky, be risky.
No, risky.
Yeah, no. So you're going to take... Bigger reward.
No risk.
You're going to take a 50% risk.
No risk it, no biscuit.
If you're going to go to jail or get fucked up for the same shit, you might as well do it big.
You might as well get you some money.
No.
Two different worlds.
Yeah, that's different.
Ain't nobody walking around getting their dicks up with...
I'm just saying, you got to make that make sense, though.
Or a condom or nothing like that.
You got to make that make sense, though. So a nigga saying he going to risk catching something through the bitch mouth, and then
not be able to feel the inside of her pussy.
So you if you get your dick sucked, then just raw that.
You might well don't even have sex with that woman, period.
Just raw.
If you have to question it.
If you get your dick sucked, then just
you might well don't even get your dick sucked. You might well just hit her with a condom.
That's not, what if you know that?
Like,
what if you
me,
know what?
I just go on to bend the hoe over, put my rub on, go on to bend over. Like, once you start having interactions with my dick with no condom on, I might as well go all the way.
Yeah.
No, you get man. Your dick sucked.
Bitch, I don't even want you touching you my dick without no condom on.
If I gotta think about it.
Oh yeah, if you gotta think about it, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, you gotta think about it. Don't anyway, if your parts are going inside of her parts the way I can contract something, you have to think about it.
Even if
so, you saying, hold on, Scream, I ain't cutting you off. You cut me off.
Okay.
So you saying if you meet a woman, we know this is not you,
right.
But if a nigga meet a woman and put his dick in her mouth raw, he didn't supposed to think that this bitch could have dickovitis.
Yeah, herpes.
Yes.
This, that, all yes, that. For sure.
That's what I'm saying. So what's the difference?
But if you go from getting your dick sucked to fucking raw, you have just went from one situation to another.
But you're in a situation,
though. That's what I'm saying. You can catch more shit. You can create a human being.
Yes.
It's deeper, bro. It's way deeper.
Yeah, I get it. That's if you busted them, that's the only way you catch them.
What? No, more you can still get
pills. What about more than other pills and all that shit?
Are you sure she gonna take it?
Shit, bitch, I'm gonna stand over you.
You sit your
doctor, hold your tongue.
Okay, so let's
see,
just
if you gotta do all that, y'all don't even have to say.
Let's solve this
just
right
saying,
now.
Like,
let's solve this right now.
I feel you, baby.
And I know you're gonna say some crazy shit. All right. You got your dick sucked by random.
Okay,
right?
The dick is sucked.
You let's go home, you sit on the couch. You got your dick sucked. That's all you think about, right? You got your dick sucked. That's all you probably think about. Yeah. Damn, I got my dick sucked. That shit was good. A nut in the mouth. That shit was good, right? Now, you raw dog a different person, a different day. Nut in the mouth, all that shit. When you go home and sit on the couch, what you think about? You ain't just thinking, oh, that pussy was good. You thinking, pussy was good.
That's a great analogy.
I might got down.
That's a great.
I just a little tingle on my dick and got down. I wonder if that hoe gonna call me. You know what I'm saying? You got more problems.
Tingle on my dick.
You got more problems now because you don't raw dog a random.
Yeah.
Now, if you just got your dick sucked by a random, you ain't think about that shit 4 minutes
who
later.
I wouldn't
let a random suck my dick.
You got Jay.
I mean,
Jay,
if I was, I mean, no, listen to what I'm saying. No, I didn't mean to say suck my dick. I meant like
that was a conversation. I
wouldn't sexually interact with a random person.
Yeah, that's yeah, what I'm saying. Like, yeah, that don't go. Yeah, you right. That's a good analogy
that for niggas like that.
But who just?
So you gonna meet all
of them? I'm talking about
me.
That.
I'm talking about the real world. I guess because I'm DJ Scream. I don't see across the world people
so
fucking in clubs,
and fuck
fucking in the back
day?
Of clubs, fucking oh, yeah, on the yeah, top
yeah.
of clubs.
Yeah, you talking about different fucking, kind of niggas. You right though.
You know what I'm saying? People be fucking tour bus. Everywhere people be fucking.
We talk about.
We not even
nigga.
Talk about how many people
yeah,
just get
that's
random.
About sensible nigga.
Blowjobs. Okay,
that's some lame shit.
I don't want. Yeah, that one said I don't want a blowjob.
Blowjobs. Sensible. Sometimes this is about people who just geek the fuck up and fried. They on X pills and drinking and doing this, and then they out there partying. This ain't even limited to no black people.
They're Rolling Loud, Lollapalooza. They getting lit.
People just fuck speak. At Rolling Loud.
Well, see,
that's
I can't.
Our,
bro,
we that's come not our
from
genre.
That ain't what we do.
We come from genre. The city. No. We come from the city of Freaknik Bank. Uh-oh.
Now, back in Freaknik day, nigga. Like, we was younger then.
Oh, that's
like
excuse.
Now, as a grown man, that's if I'm excuse. Finna let a bitch it suck my dick raw, I'm finna fuck her raw,
it was a lot of grown-ass niggas getting their dick suck at Freaknik. You gotta keep it all the way real.
I'm just saying, yeah.
On the
but,
corner
you know,
of Peachtree and
if I'm finna fuck a bitch, get my dick sucked raw, that means I'm fucking with you like that. I'm finna fuck you raw, too.
And he's willing to take whatever come with it.
And now, if I'm just fucking a bitch, I'm just gonna fuck you with a condom on. We ain't finna kiss you. Bend that shit on me, catch a nut with a rub on. Yeah. Gonna hit you like a J.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Get on out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, before I do all that, now if I'm doing all that, we locked in. I'm already been, man, you got them slob all in my dick and shit, man. Whatever you got, I got it anyway.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
No.
It's different.
That shit ain't different to me.
That shit different. I'm telling you.
Cause as soon as you get through getting that head, right?
Yeah.
This is the part that make niggas go raw. Soon you get through getting the head, it kind of fuck it up to put the rub on. So you might as well just put the rub on and go on the fucker.
Yeah. For no bank.
Nah, real shit. You might as well just put the rub on and go on and do handle your business.
Because 9 times out of 10, as soon as you get finished getting head, she's going to automatically turn around anyway and it's just going to go right in. Like.
The next Big Facts Live. I am stopping Big Facts Live by a show of hands to ask how many niggas in here get their dicks up. With a condom on.
We gonna ask
that
you.
Is nobody. Not real life.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, don't even get your dick sucked in.
No, I'm
just
saying.
Just hit her.
You get your dick sucked. Put the condom on and fuck and be
honest. Who does a that random, though? Nobody.
That's still some nasty shit though.
That's
no, I'm not
like
saying it was nasty.
Head.
It was not nasty. I'm just saying in real life, that could happen.
A nigga definitely feel like, okay, they got condoms to eat pussy.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah.
But niggas ain't never seen
them.
So if I eat a bitch pussy, I'm definitely gonna fuck around.
But see, even
you
going
said,
there.
Oh God.
Yeah, you
is
said because you just stuck your tongue
you.
In something.
If she let you.
If you let me eat your pussy,
eating
you
pussy and
let
sucking
me
dick
go.
Is two different things.
See?
How?
See?
Eating pussy and sucking dick is two different things.
What?
When you suck dick,
no,
you
Jay.
Fucking put something in your mouth and you pull it out and you put it in and pull it out. When you eat pussy, you're sticking your tongue into uncharted territory. You don't know what's going
Jay.
On.
It's
all
Shut
uncharted
up.
Territory.
No,
Jay.
Okay,
I'm
saying
that.
You,
that's
I'm
not how
you,
us
like
women
a,
feel.
The same way how you said it's shit that you can get from fucking that you can't get from sucking dick or whatever. It's shit that you can get from sucking dick that you most definitely can get from fucking, but it's like... What am I? I'm trying to say.
You're saying eating pussy is worse than sucking dick?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I'm asking.
In my opinion.
Nastier.
In my opinion.
Nah, because you know.
One bleeds.
She
no, one bleeds.
Man.
One bleeds.
No. It's not about it. It's not about. It's
That's
not
part
about.
Of it.
What?
No, it's not
one
about
bleeds.
It bleeding or no shit like that. It's just like how fucking. Okay, like. Say you put a popsicle in your mouth, right?
No.
You put a pop. No pause. No homo.
Man,
you put a popsicle in your mouth. That's easier to do
no,
than you fucking.
You don't know
no,
what.
No, it's not.
Because if a nigga dick leaking, it's leaking.
Oh God.
If it's something wrong with that pussy, it get in your mouth, you're gonna be fucked up. If something wrong with that dick, it get in your mouth, you're gonna be fucked up. Bottom line. That the bottom
but
line.
It's a lot more.
There ain't no lot.
Parts
that's
and
worse.
Aspects.
Cause that shit going
in
cause
it is
nigga,
a penis.
Nah, that's worse. Cause
you
getting shit. That shit
deep in your throat.
And you swallowing.
Oh,
you
God.
Swallowing that shit. A nigga ain't swallowing shit. He eat no puss.
Who ain't swallowing?
He put
nigga
that shit right back in. Yeah.
What is you swallowing? Ain't that coming out? We don't know.
No, but listen. No,
we don't know what's coming out of nigga dick.
Kodak looks so guilty. Well, go ahead.
So Kodak is a swallower.
He look guilty.
He look like
that. But nigga eating a bitch puss, you just doing with your tongue, just right there with your tongue, right?
But look at all the stuff that you have you, to touch.
Bitch doing all that that other shit. Bitch, you getting all kind of shit in your mouth. You don't know. That nigga peeing in your mouth and everything. You don't know what's going on.
Nasty.
You know what I'm saying? So if I eat a bitch pussy, I'm definitely going to fuck around and get my dick sucked raw.
You might as well, because you done goddamn.
It's the same.
If it's dead,
digested everything. Screen, else.
If you eat a bitch pussy, then put a condom on.
Yeah, absolutely, because I don't want to create another human.
Yeah. Oh, you're only worried about kids. You're not worried about everything.
Only. No, not only.
You got to avoid what you got to avoid.
But you can't be either or.
No, once you fuck raw, that's a whole different, that's the highest it goes.
But I'm saying, once you eat a pussy, that ain't high.
Oh, no,
man, please. I ain't put my tongue on no bitch, man. If I ain't got that.
It's dude.
Man, I like you.
20.
Fun did all that. We on that level.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's casual sex. What the hell? I'm eating a bitch pussy on some casual sex shit.
I'm with you.
Some niggas like to eat pussy.
Man, there's dudes out here that just
eat
it.
Okay, if I like
it.
To eat pussy, I'm
say it again, Sean.
It's dudes that's out here just eating it and that's it.
Yeah, boy. Y'all I've been tripping. On too many tours.
It's just, they're just eating it and going about their business.
No, we talking
but here's
about
the thing. It's so here's the thing
and
that we completely.
After they eat it, you put a condom on. Like,
no, here's the thing. Here's the thing that we completely and totally avoiding.
Yeah, to avoid kids. This, now I get that, but
with still. This whole discussion, right? Everybody's saying that they're worried about condom sex, raw sex. They're worried about diseases, kids, all that shit, or whatever. What about the soul ties?
No, I know what you're finna say.
We never talked about that.
Scream basically saying he gonna play Russian roulette with shit. I play with a 38. Not a 9. Same results.
Your brain's gonna get blowed out either way.
Same results.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's not. No. I don't agree. I'm with
you. So you catch some shit to make your motherfucking jaw fall off.
Who said
that? Same shit, bro. You talking about a kid? Then your whole mouth gone. You gotta eat these nasty damn hoes. So my dick stop good. My dick good, but you gotta got they gotta sew your lips up.
Fuck
out, so you gotta feed you through tubes and shit.
Unprotected.
Fuck out of here, man. All that shit nasty.
Unprotected sex is
unprotected sex.
Yeah, unprotected sex.
You gonna be most stressed out. That raw dogging,
bro. What thing about
than
it?
Than if you just got some head.
So why have two stress? I'd rather just be stressed about one incident. I fucked the raw. She sucked my dick raw, and I ate her raw.
How you gonna be?
That's three.
Instead of me thinking, goddamn,
I
ate one bitch.
It's
I'm thinking about this bitch. Damn, I ate this bitch. Hope I ain't got laryngitis off this hoe. Then goddamn, you fuck another bitch raw. Then you thinking, damn, I hope I don't got no prater. Fuck that.
Just get it on.
It is what it is. If I'm going to do that, not saying a nigga supposed to do none of this shit raw, but what I'm saying is, Scream, if you're doing it, go for the gut. That's just like saying, I'm finna run in the bank.
Dude,
give me $100,000.
No.
Hell no. Give me what's
everything in this motherfucker.
Give me what's in this bitch.
Many people get head and get topped off. It's happening as we speak. Somebody listening to Big Facts getting topped off right now.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying it, but
that's
the real world. I don't want that top then. I don't want no top from nobody if I ain't already been here in the raw.
I got head from a chick.
I don't want no new head from no bitch.
I'm screaming.
I'm just being 100. I don't want it. Hell, I look like brother. I ain't the head man. Just run around looking for head.
Yeah.
I'm going to find me one I like, and I like her pussy, and that's what we going to do. We going to stay in that.
That makes
locked
sense.
Locked in.
You know what I'm saying?
I think everybody should have one partner.
I agree. But in the real world.
I know that's who I think it is.
In the real
one
world.
One partner. Yeah, I think everybody should have one partner.
In the real world.
Yeah, let's come back to fantasy. Let's come back to the real world.
Yeah.
Somebody getting their
Joe Biden is president
right now.
And they're going to get it sucked again later.
Somebody getting their pussy
by somebody
right
else.
Now.
Yeah.
And then there's people raw dogging and fucking and fucking and don't care what the blah, 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 blah. That's all I'm saying.
Fact.
In the real world.
Man, just like the chick game. Nigga put 900 on chick. If I'm cashing check, they're going to be 7-8. To the max 10, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9 till they gotta call the fit.
Fuck that 900.
The fuck am I
not
playing for?
Yeah, don't play small ball. I got you.
It's the same risk. Like, well, I'm just basically saying, if I'm gonna take a risk, I'm gonna risk it all. If not, I'm just gonna risk nothing.
Yeah, if I have
to. Because I don't want if it's a risk, it's a risk.
Yeah.
Or we could promote going to get like tested and then they show the paperwork and then we don't have to risk. We could just have.
But this shit,
man, if you get tested and you still got that shit, what the fuck the test is off?
Man,
you're not gonna have sex with the person if you know they got something.
In the real world, there's people out here that know they got shit and spreading it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's fucked up. Yeah. So in that respect, with risk, I feel you for sure.
It's the same shit.
No, I feel you for sure.
Cause like, I ain't trying to convince nobody that got they'll go fuck nobody wrong. Don't fuck them at all if you feel like if you got a if what? It's a risk.
Yeah.
And every time you fuck anybody, that's a risk because you don't know what they doing.
So you saying don't fuck at all if you think it's a risk?
I say. I'm saying that's impossible though. But if you thinking that this is a risk, and you looking at a bitch like nah,
and you second guessing it already, put a rub on, or don't fuck the bitch at all.
Right. I put a rub on.
Hey man, y'all niggas scrap up out here, man. Bo way.
www.bigfaxpod.com. Big Facts Friday.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.